Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us this week on Abounding Grace. We are grateful that you are with us as we go back to the book of Romans this week and consider what our Lord has revealed to us about this great gospel and about the freedom that this new life in Him brings. A subject that needs to be clarified in our day. What does it mean to truly be free? The truth setting us free. Well, let me begin this way this week. Last week, I outlined a bit what has been labeled as the American religion, which, of course, is basically a message of prosperity, a message of success, a removal of anything negative from the message. But today, if we could step back a moment and ask, what has produced that kind of development to the magnitude that we are seeing it unfold before our eyes? I mean, we should always ask, what has produced and what has brought us to this point? I get lots of people who come in to the church and they listen to Abounding Grace and they lament the sad state of present-day Christianity and how there's no substance to what they're hearing. Well, everyone would agree that when shifts happen to a certain magnitude in any given culture or society or institution, it really becomes an overreaction to something that went wrong in the past. Let me explain it this way. The very well-known TBN faces that we often see, one of them who stands out is Joyce Meyer, one of these very health and wealth, prosperity sort of evangelist types. She was on TV, and one of the things you'll hear from her constantly was how freeing things are for her now in her Christianity. She recently said, "When I was raised, I was stuck in all of this legalism. And Christianity was presented as just a bunch of rules. But finally, one day I broke away from that, and it was the greatest release to me. And what I learned was this, we just need to love. That's freedom. What are you doing to love?" Now, guys on the White Horse Inn have evaluated this thought and they've interacted with this, but let me add a little bit and think about it through with you today on Abounding Grace. The fact is that many of the health and wealth preachers and these sort of messages that we're getting today, much of what's happened in present-day Christianity is a reaction to legalism. People were weary of Christianity presented as a bunch of rules, and often it was presented this way. In many old fundamentalistic churches in our country, all you heard was how wrong it was for Christians to laugh, to enjoy life, how wrong it was for women to wear makeup or pants, how evil it was to have a glass of wine. Of course, the Bible never gave these commandments, but what followed was a joyless, legalistic Christianity presented as a bunch of rules. Don't drink, don't play cards, don't laugh, don't have fun, don't, because God is looking down from heaven with a scowl. And what's happened today is that we're sort of picking up the pieces with the next generation. We fight to hold on to our children and we wonder why. The real answer to that is that they have not seen the joyful life of freedom that the gospel should be bringing in understanding this great gospel. I mean, Jesus said, "The truth shall set you free." For some reason, it's seeming to keep people in a list of rules. They haven't understood today why we do what we do. But instead, they've been exposed to a list of rules, and lists of rules never produce joyful followers. It produces people actually quite joyless, argumentative, and very unhappy with their Christianity. And so really, the issue everyone is looking today is for freedom. But the problem is that we never seem to look for freedom in the right place. We've gone from legalism to antinomianism. And antinomianism is no law at all, no instruction. We have no law that should guide the life at all. God's law has no place. In other words, you're saved by grace, it doesn't matter how you live. That's antinomian thinking. But I would even label it what we call neo-nomian, new law. So we're tired of the old legalistic laws and we started creating new laws. What do I mean? Well, take Joyce Myers, for instance. She said, "I broke away from all that legalism and found that true freedom was love. You just need to go out and love. How are you loving someone today?" Now, how would you respond? Well, love, I don't know if she knows, is the fulfillment of the law. And so we've gone to law to create new laws, if you will, ridding ourselves of the legalism and creating new systems of laws. Here's how you get your best life now, says Joe Osteen. Do these 7 things. Here's the way of true happiness. And I think people gather in these sort of settings because it's an hour of therapy for them, but there's no way they can live this throughout the week. You see, we've created new systems of laws in reaction to the old system of laws that were presented as legalism and joyless. We've created a new system of laws with smiles on our faces, but the fact is, it still leaves everyone in bondage. I mean, how many of those 30,000 at Osteen's church really can live up to those ideals? They get an hour of therapy to make them feel like they can. Look, my friends, Abounding Grace listeners, law is law. And if we are trying to find the good news in law, in our purposes, we only leave one in bondage. My point is that we never get to the kind of Christianity the Bible describes as true freedom. We never seem to go from law to gospel. We never seem to let the gospel define us. We always want to define ourselves by law. Any form of doing is not gospel. It's law. And law never saves. I hope we get that. This is so important. Any form of doing is not gospel. So when someone stands up and says, "Look, I broke away from all the legalism, all that kind of stuff, and now here's what you need to do," they're still holding you in bondage. It's the gospel that frees, not the law. So whether it be law as sanctioning death or law as a way of gratitude for the Christian, law is not gospel. Gospel is freeing. It is the gospel that drives the new life. That is so important. It is God's promises, as we considered throughout this past week, last week with Abram, and in these past weeks with Romans. It's the gospel that brings freedom. The law sanctions death and exposes sin. It is the gospel that is God's power, Romans 1, to save. It's his dunamis, which is the word where we get dynamite. It is his dynamite to change lives. It's the only message that is truly freeing, that is saving, and that's able to bring about genuine joy that so many people are looking for, release, freedom, zeal in their Christianity, but they're looking for it in law. We have to show the next generation this. If we want to restore real freedom and real life and real joy to Christianity, we have to go back to the gospel. It's ironic to me we never get to the gospel. We hear people giving therapy sessions today, moralistic lessons, but not gospel. What has Paul presented to us in Romans? Christianity really at the end of the day is not about a bunch of do's and don'ts. Oh, that don'ts will come as an expression of gratitude in our lives for our salvation. But the message again is freedom and gospel. Sure, the message of sin is negative in the Bible, and before us today in Romans chapter 6 is the message of sin and death, and that is quite negative. But what Paul is going to show us is that Christianity is all about the newness of life. Now, God himself has acted in his Son for you to unfold for you this new life, to free you from sin's bondage and to give you freedom to no longer be a slave to your sin. You don't bring about that by new sets of rules. To operate in the bounds of this freedom he has given you, this is what Christ has done for you because he's treated you as a son, whom the heavenly Father loves and gives you all things liberally to enjoy in this life. You see, we're pilgrims, but the Father says that God gives us richly all things to enjoy, 1 Timothy 6:17, in this new life of freedom of Christ that he brings in the gospel. That's what's wonderful. That's how much he loves his sheep. That's how he's treated you. And since he's accomplished this for you in Christ, if you are a Christian today, he desires that we as his sheep live in complete freedom as his sons. And that's what we're going to evaluate this week on Abounding Grace. We're evaluating a passage that shows us this freedom in all of its comfort and in all of its joy. And that's what we need to understand. More than anything else today in the Christian church, we need to understand this. The first issue here in Romans chapter 6 is, what has happened to us? I suggest to you, if you understand what has happened to you, it's going to propel this new life of joy. It's interesting to notice here that in the first 10 verses of chapter 6, we have historically been taught as a section on the Christian's sanctification. The first 10 verses, though, tell us to do nothing. The first imperative comes in verse 11 of Romans chapter 6. And so what the apostle wants us to see here is what God has done. He leaves us out of the equation, which is so important today, too. God has already done everything necessary to save the Christian, to bring the Christian in this right standing and relationship before him. And so it's as if he wants you to really think about what has happened to you. And that is the key to the Christian life. You have to know what has happened to you. And that's a knowledge that first enters the mind, and we'll look at, that penetrates to the mouth in praise and then to the heart in action. And so this is so important for us as Christians, because often we think that this doctrine is very distant to us. Paul says the Christian, before he's to make any progress of holiness in this life, is to go forth knowing what has happened to him, what he has become. The apostle is going to give us all these glorious truths about what God has done for the Christian. He has died to his sin. He's been baptized into Christ. He's been united to him. He's been freed from sin and death and slavery, and now freed to live in the newness of life. When we understand that that's what God did for us, we didn't ask for it. He did that while we were still enemies. He freed us to this newness of life. That's going to propel in this newfound freedom the life of Christian joy and response that we are all looking for, often in our own laws that we create. Let's listen to the Lord this week and the freedom that he gives so that we might live this Christian life in all the fullness of joy as he has called us to do.
Growing in grace so that we don't groan in disgrace. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We spend just a few minutes a day together, but it's our hope and prayer that those few minutes help you grow in your understanding of God's great love for you and I in his Son, Jesus Christ. As always, questions, comments, and prayer requests are more than welcome. We'd love to dialogue with you, especially as it relates to our union in Christ. You can call us 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you would like to write to us, the address is 8650 Benson Road. We're here in Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, as always, you're welcome to contact us by phone, especially if you would like directions to the church. If you're planning on a visit, we'd love to see you. We meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the Lord's Day at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. Directions, again, call 360-318-0429. Or better yet, visit our website. Learn a bit more about us here at United Reformed Church in Linden and Abounding Grace, who we are and what we believe. LindenURC.com. Again, LindenURC.com. We even have a map, directions to the church, if you'd like to join us. LindenURC.com or 360-318-0429. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.